Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Today's cattle futures market was mixed. The live cattle were slightly lower, down anywhere from 5 to 37 on the live cattle, with December down 5 at 122.20. February and April were both the weakest months, down 32 and 37. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, closed slightly higher. They were 7 to 25 cents higher, with January up 25 at 144.80. The feeder cattle index is currently just slightly above the market at 145.48. That's where the feeder cattle index is. The January feeders are 144.80, so about 70 cents off of the index. We've got over about around 40 days, over a month to go until those two have to converge. And then this morning I saw that there was some 120 trade, or some 120 bid rather, on the live cattle, which was a little bit higher than last week, and that lifted the futures momentarily, but then they got a little bit softer following that. The hog market today ended up a dollar or two higher at $70.92. There was some positive export information out lifting that. That they had the biggest exports to China in over 10 months, partly because of the phase one part of the deal. So the hog market seems to be finding the bottom here, at least on the front end February.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at Beef. It's what's for dinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
The grain markets were generally weak across the board here. We had corn down about a half to a penny, soybeans down 3 to 4 cents, Chicago wheat down 2.5, Kansas City wheat down about 2 cents. The cotton futures today were quite strong, up 97 at 67.71. This morning we had an export sales report to start off the day. Didn't really seem all that great. There was a pretty good corn sale here, but we had big expectations for corn. So that generally tried to get the market a little bit higher early in the day, but could not hold on. And then, of course, the ongoing talk of the U.S.-China trade deal. The biggest loser in that is going to be Brazil. They stand to lose about $10 billion worth of sales to China if the U.S.-China deal does come through. But it sounds pretty positive there. Secretary Mnuchin said that the report had been agreed to, had been written. There was going through some legal scrubbing, but it sounds like it's going to be signed at the first part of January. So yeah, that's probably the most concrete information I've seen in terms of something's actually happening and we're making some real progress. But time will tell. We haven't signed it yet, and we still have 2 weeks for everybody to change their mind. But they acted like there was no renegotiating at this point. The stock market today is up 106, just shrugging off the impeachment news. The March Dow's up 28,388.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.